Chapter 43, 2, Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie the Seventh Princess still didn't believe that, and went to find them. She didn't expect to see such a thrilling thing when she arrived at the place. The Seventh Princess didn't know who the other party was, but saving lives was important, so she immediately ran and quickly caught Xu Yu. At this time, the horse was also dragged by the guards, and Du Xian finally ran there, and quickly took Xu Yu, who was stunned and had a pale face, into his arms. "It's alright, it's alright." Xu Yu finally cried out sharply, his voice tiny, his body pumping hard, whimpering like a small animal. This was the scene Xu Ting saw when she returned from Imperial Dr. Chu's office. She frowned, worried that something had happened to Du Xian, and immediately walked over quickly. "What's going on?" Xu Ting was relieved to see that Du Xian was fine. "Queen's daughter, the horse got scared and the Seventh Highness saved Xu Yu. Xu Yu is not in a good condition now, I'll take him back." Xu Ting knew that although the situation was critical, the Seventh Princess had no choice in saving Xu Yu because of the situation. If she did not act, Xu Yu would probably lose his life. But Xu Yu was unmarried, so it was better not to let too many people pay attention to him. Du Xian hurriedly took Xu Yu away, and Xu Mei wiped his tears and followed Du Xian. Xu Ting thanked the Seventh Princess, "Thank you, Your Highness, for helping my brother, otherwise my younger brother would probably die." Yan Yunshu also understood Xu Ting's meaning very well, and immediately said generously, "Don't worry about it. Your Highness can't wait to save people." The lord who organized the event also immediately said, "No one was hurt, let's disperse, don't gather around." At the same time, the unlucky servant was taken down immediately, a beating might be inevitable. Xu Yu took a long time to slow down from the shock and stop trembling. Du Xian asked the servant to change his clothes and tucked him into the quilt to rest before going to change his own clothes that were wet from Xu Yu's crying. Xu Mei felt guilty and stayed by the side and refused to leave, so Du Xian let him go. While Du Xian was taking off his clothes, Xu Ting came back. She took the clean outer robe from Xu Ken's hand and walked towards Du Xian. "Sorry, I wasn't there just now." Du Xian laughed, "Why do you take everything on yourself? I've asked everything, it's just that Xu Mei doesn't know what's important, and Xu Yu was also following his brother's nonsense. Also, I didn't watch them both." Xu Ting kissed Du Xian, "That's not your fault." After a while, the Lord of the Sun family brought his son over to apologize in a hurry. The unruly son of Sun family seemed to have been taught a lesson by his father himself, bowing his head and saying from beginning to end as his father had instructed, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." This matter Xu Ting would not be gently uncovered, otherwise it would damage the majesty of the Zhenbian Palace. But also she couldn't retaliate against them heavily. After all, it was just a child's fault. Therefore, the Sun family finally apologized in person, and sent some gifts to express their sincerity. In order to calm the Xu family, the Lord of the Sun family took the initiative to strictly ban Sun Gongzi from riding. In the evening, in order to comfort Xu Yu, Du Xian ordered the kitchen to make some delicious food, but Xu Ting did not forget the reckless behavior of the two of them, and punished them at the dinner table for rehearsing men's training, and they were not allowed to go out to play for the next 2 days. Xu Mei and Xu Yu both knew that they were wrong, especially Xu Mei, who was especially afraid of being punished by Xu Ting, who was already very good at learning men's training, so he immediately cowered and agreed in a low voice. "Do we need to go thank the Seventh Princess again in private?" Du Xian asked. Xu Ting looked at Xu Yu, "The two deer skins given to you, take one out as your personal thanks to the Seventh Princess for saving your life." Yan Yunshu had never forgotten the deer skin that Xu Ting hunted that day, and happened to come across today's incident, knowing that she saved the youngest brother of Xu Ting, so she simply said to give her one of those deer skins as a thanks gift. The Seventh Princess did not want Xu Ting to thank her solemnly, thinking that this was because Xu Ting did not regard her as a true friend. Since she insisted, Xu Ting could only be respectful rather than obedient. "Okay, sister," Xu Yu replied with his head down. After dinner, Xu Yu went back to the tent and took out the perfectly peeled deer skin. The person who saved him was the Seventh Princess, and Xu Yu just found out the identity of her savior. The situation at that time was critical, he didn't see the face of the person who saved him, but only remembered that the person had a very nice smelling incense.